Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA Talk Radio listeners. I am so nervous and so excited because it's, you know, I always have great guests in a studio. I'm very proud of my show, and I know a lot of people are downloading and listening, and thank you so much. But from time to time, this is the show that I have so many cool people in a studio, and like I'm saying, I'm sweating. Sun is going down, like in my song, but in a studio, it's hot. We are all very, very excited, I think, to just talk to our listeners, and I want to introduce so many great artists who just flew from Poland or from Europe. They have Polish roots and they are here to entertain us in a studio. We'll be listening to the music. We'll be listening to the live music. A very, very known singer-songwriter, an American, a beautiful lady who also loves Poland. Then we'll be having Money Man, very important gentleman. And always when we hear word bank, money, sponsorship, we're like, oh my gosh, we know, we want to know you better. Everybody wants to know a gentleman like that better. And then we have director. What a great name. Then I think I make a little mistake of everybody. And obvious, Ilona Europa, host of Accent On for almost 3 years. And I'm always excited, always very happy to bring my guest. But like I said, today, this is very cool show. Everybody please listen and just download or listen over and over because music will be great and we'll be pitching a lot of great events, okay? And then maybe what I can say, to stop talking too much, everybody also needs to switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio from 7 till 8 because this same show will be moved to another studio on camera. Then we will be seen. We are really good looking people. Everybody's hot, great, and I think it will be good to know us, not only listen to us, but know us better and know our faces. Okay, let's start introduction. And I know people know that I always messing up people's names. This one probably I will not because most of them are Polish names, but I think it's cool if they come from a month of the owners. Then let's start from singer, songwriter. She is originally from Poland. Beautiful, beautiful, wonderful voice, very unusual musician. She doesn't know me. I know her when I was in Poland. I knew you very, very well. I don't think so we ever sang on the same stage, but obvious, we both moved to America 27 years ago. Then I think our roads are a little different, but one more time, here is my gorgeous new friend, old friend for me, but she doesn't know I knew her. Anyway, what is your name?
Grażyna Augustik.
Listen,
originally
people.
From Poland, but I came from Chicago. I live in Chicago.
But before you said you were in Boston.
Yes, I came to Boston first, and then I moved to Chicago, and Chicago became my second and actually first home. But I still have a wonderful relationship with Poland, with my native country. So I spend there like around 3-4 months a year performing. But as I said, my base is
main
in Chicago.
Base is Chicago. Wow. And it's very interesting to listen to people's life stories. I have one very complicated, very unusual. One day I will devote maybe like 20 shows to my life. And I think people will like to listen to. But I have no time really to talk to Grażyna. Again, Grażyna. That's her first name. Very unusual, beautiful Polish name. And you are going with your name, Grażyna, yes, in America also.
Yes.
Grażyna Augustik, that you never change anything?
No, I didn't. I was thinking a few times, but actually my American friends were kind of mad at me when they heard that I want to change for August. They said, no. Augustik is very unusual, and everybody knows that it's you.
I think I like it. Oh, yes, we are laughing. We have a few people in the studio. But you're right. I dumped my second name because there was the name of my first husband. It was crazy for me, too.
Married second time and third time.
Then for a little bit, I was using a second husband name. But then we mixed in Max business, and we didn't like that. Then I put after Ilona exclamation point, but it was like stupid because nobody remembered that I was Ilona with exclamation point. Then one day I really woke up. I'm like, what about I put Europa? You know, I love Europa. And you know what? There was the bestest marketing advice that somebody told me to change my name. Mm-hmm. I knew I cannot use my old names. Then I needed to have new one. But from moment when I add word Europa, people start complaining they have an accent. Before, we're like, she's a singer, but she has an accent. And then when I add Europa, I was like, she has an accent because she's from Europe. And I was like, day to day, you know, from to wow, I like that. Anyway, but good for you, Grażyna Augustik.
I mean, I never change a name, but my friends call me Grasz because I start to use very short name Grasz when I write emails to them. So
that's good. And I would like people to know that you are not only a great singer, which will be listening to your MP3, but you're a very, very smart lady. You came here from Poland and you were studying in Berklee?
Berklee College of Music in Boston, right.
That's like... Okay, I was studying in Berklee. You were studying in Berklee?
Yeah, I finished Berklee and then I moved to Chicago.
Okay, she not only studying, she finished. Yeah. And I will say most of Polish people, when they study something, mostly they are finishing. Then I really like this about Europeans. Yeah. We really believe that.
I graduated from Berklee.
When you start something, you better finish.
Yeah,
that's how mommy teaches
us.
That's
what I came from.
But again, 27 years ago, to come from Poland to America and just decide... Oh, that's what I will be doing. How did you pull this off?
That was difficult, but I was working. But, you know, I finished school without, I didn't own any bank, any money, because there was a chance to take any loan from the bank. And I even didn't have a chance to get credit card. So that was a different time.
Yes, I didn't have one, too, when I came to America. I had no idea that credit cards exist. I didn't know how to turn on microwave. Don't laugh. That was really like 30 years ago. I was like so blonde, which I am blonde, too, but a little more smart.
You didn't come to Poland.
Now, that's what I said. You know, all is a good discussion because Mr. Christoph.
Christoph. It's like a combination of the English and the Polish.
Yes. Okay, you see, that's my first mistake. And you are a very important gentleman. You are the banker. You are the man that runs the very important bank. But you tell me people call this Polish bank, but really is not. Then you are this unusual gentleman who will teach us a little bit and teach me, because I think Grażynka Augustik knows very good how to live in America, hopefully. And maybe you
know. I know very well.
You know very well. Okay, we are laughing. She is my friend. Okay. I need lots of advice. I need to learn everything from zero. Girls, do not trust your husbands, because someday you can maybe be on your own and then you need to learn everything. But I know where to go, who to call right now when I need advice.
Yes.
Okay, could you tell us your first and second name?
Okay, I like Christoph, but actually it's either Christopher or Krzysztof.
Okay, Krzysztof.
And my last name is quite easy to pronounce, Hiller.
Yes, easy.
Still,
all
people
right.
ask me how it's spelled, but anyway.
I know, you got a little laugh. But... okay, Krzysztof, I want everybody to repeat this name, people who listen to us. I know it's a very unusual name, and it's hard for people to follow. Krzysztof. Yes. Portuguese people probably will have no problem, but it's a tough name, Krzysztof. Then we will probably set on Chris.
Chris is fine. In Spanish, it was Cristobal, I think.
It's
a different show.
Yeah. No, this show is not censored. You can say anything what you want. You to talk about anything that you want. That's what is very, very cool about LA Talk Radio. And, okay, Mr. Chris, you are a very important gentleman. I know you think that you are not, but yes, you are. You know more about money than any of us here, probably. And you are not only... teaching people, but you try to make them to make right decision. Mm-hmm. Yes, with finances that they have or they don't have or they dream to have one day.
Yeah, what I would really like to pass on today is the fact that we have this vital resource, which is we refer to it as a Polish bank, but in reality it's a Polish credit union. And the difference is that there's a difference in the orientation. We're a nonprofit organization. We have a volunteer board of directors, and our goal is to elevate the status of our membership. And we've done that quite successfully for the last 46 years. At the same time, we have ample funds to fund a lot of the cultural activities in the greater Los Angeles area.
Okay. And in a way, you are sliding very fast with explanation between difference, what is the Polish bank and I want more.
Okay.
And you promise that you will be my guest. And you'll be teaching us, educating us. You will make like light need to like switch and say, Ilona will say, I get it. And I will not say until I get it because I am honest woman. But I really want to learn. I think lots of my friends and Grażynka, you want to learn too.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll be like sending you all information and maybe you will sign for...
become a member.
We will become both members. I want to learn. It's tough out there if you don't understand finances. And we had little chit-chat on the phone and it was so cool because I was mentioning a little bit that like most of American in a few years ago when we had this economical crash. A lot of people made wrong decisions of just lending or borrowing money, and banks were giving the money.
Yes.
And some of banks gave money to me and my ex, and they were not nice people because we're not supposed to get this, but they gave us, and then we lost the house, big house.
Yeah.
I think
in a lot of those cases, people were pushed into making those wrong decisions. And since our goal is not so much to make money for our investors, but to look after people's interests, we were never involved in subprime lending. We didn't have any defaults during that period, which is almost unheard of.
Mm. Yeah.
And so even during that very difficult time, we didn't need any subsidies from the government, and we did very well only because we exercised common sense in giving people loans. And basically, that is our priority, is the welfare.
Then you just said no to people who came to you say, I want to buy this big house. I know I cannot afford, but if you give me money, I can buy it. And you said no, because if you have no money, you probably cannot afford it. I will not give you money. And
well,
people were angry?
You know what? When people buy a house, I like to think of it as a partnership. You know, you put in a little bit, and we put in most of it. It has to make sense. And so, but if you buy a house and you're putting in like 1 or 2%, which was going on at that time, then you don't have a vested interest.
Yeah.
If you don't have a vested interest when things change, then you give the keys back to the bank. And fortunately, since all our people were putting in like 10, at least 10% and possibly 20, then we didn't have any examples of people having to give the house back to us.
Bravo. And, and it comes to this funky word that in America, I think we are using too much, trust. But trust is a very, very important word. And when it comes to banking, finances, and that's very important.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things that distinguishes us from a typical banking situation is when you go into a bank, the people that make the decisions about your loan application never see you. To them, you're just a number, you're an application.
I'm pretty cute. It means that people give me money?
That would help you. That would help
you. Okay.
But in our instance, we have face-to-face meetings with the people that apply. In fact, you talk directly to the people that make a decision about your loan. And so it creates a very personalized relationship, and people like that. And particularly those that want to do the transact business in Polish, they can do that as well.
Yes.
Our staff all speak Polish very well. In fact, most of them were educated in Poland. I'm the only one that's been here since I was seven.
Yeah, then we'll have a whole hour about you because your life story is great. Well, and to understand that you finished UCLA and you are really psychological graduate from psychology, yes?
Yeah, I think I was poised to go in a very different direction, and by default I ended up doing this, which I have no regrets.
Of course.
But it was started by this older couple who had a very unfortunate car accident. They never recovered from the accident. And so there was an immediate need to fill that position. And I was encouraged by my father to apply, and the rest is history. And when I started, it was like a $1 million institution. Now it's like about $55 million.
Wow.
And I'm proud to say that we've funded at least well over $200 million in loans, which means we created that much economic opportunity for the people that we service.
It's just girls. We have amazing, again, with us, star really from America, Wendy. Wendy, could you tell us your name?
My name is Wendy Waldman.
And gosh, what a name.
Wendy Waldman.
I know. And that's the voice of Władek Juszkiewicz, director of 16th. Film, Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles.
Go back to Wendy Waldman.
You will come back, but I will have made, then let's maybe hear one more voice in the studio because he's a singer. He flew special from Poland.
He's the star.
And he's the star. Okay, star, what is your name?
Hello, I'm Mieczysław. I came from Poland. My name means the glory of the sword.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is this for real, Mieczysław?
Yeah, really. My last name is Szcześniak.
Is this Krzysztof Szcześniak, you know. This is very cool. Yeah, okay.
Juszkiewicz.
Whatever we say, Mietek, you were here before, and I had you for 1 hour with, and Wendy was really also in the studio. Your voice is just amazing. I think Europeans have the quality of voice that sometimes we are longing on American radio. I think you are very distinct, you know, from what the radio here can hear. You are like very easy to find out, oh, that's Mieczysław sound. When it comes to you singing, I want to say that my voice is funky. I got this low, very Eastern European balladier voice, but I decided when I came to America that I would be singing little electronica sound because DJs were changing my voice, color of my voice, and I liked that I didn't recognize myself. I'm like, it's like different me, you know? then I had an idea for me what to do, how to just be reborn in America. I had a heavy accent. You don't have one when you sing.
Yeah.
You speak genius English. I am so proud of you.
I've been for 27 years. I don't speak very well.
No, you speak much better than me.
Grażyna has a spectacular voice.
But the one thing, her quality, when we start playing, I know I need to start pushing buttons and just play music. Your voice is magical also. That I really say, they don't exist on the American radio so often. The quality of voice is delicious, I will say. It's very, very deep, beautiful, and well-trained, and you know what you are saying, and the notes that you are singing, you know, in the song, I dare anybody to repeat. Most of people in American radio will never repeat the song. And you need to say yes. It's true. You have amazing ear.
Well, we say yes, and we play a little top of her music.
Okay, that's what I say. I like to talk and then play. And so then Mr. Mieczysław will play a little bit later. Now I'm looking, when did they put this radio? Where is the song? Okay. Can you give me a title? The lady gave me a lot of songs here.
Triptych number two.
They didn't put this. Everybody and Soul.
That's Mieczysław.
Grażyna
is triptych.
You need to translate the title of the song.
It's a triptych. It's just an international name. The first title is After Studni.
How we can do it?
I don't know how to pronounce After Studni.
In this well.
In this well now. Studnia? How is it?
Studnia is a well.
Then I think in a way we just need to listen to your voice. Listen, very unusual song.
Let's listen and we'll find out the title.
Let's talk about this and maybe we'll introduce what is the song.
Witold Lutosławski, very well-known classical composer, a contemporary classical composer who was born 102 years ago. So I don't know when he was... I don't remember when he died, but
yeah, but he's in Polish. The melody line is so complicated. Okay, time for your voice, Grażyna.
Oh, tej studni źródło bije, źródło bije. A w tej studni źródło bije, źródło bije, źródło bije. Och, ten mój kochanek z inszą
beautiful. Grażyna Augustik. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Very unusual song.
It's great to meet you after many years.
Oh my gosh. Grażynka just found out that we know each other.
Very
she just
well.
Put face and my first name together. Nice to meet you again.
From
the music brought us together.
The debut festivals.
I know, yes.
I always remember you. You were always like, never really like expose your body on the sun like me today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and you were very beautiful, and you were so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Many years. Wow,
yeah,
great.
You know, yeah, that was crazy. But thank you for now. We are real friends because we really started together many, many years ago. Beautiful. Beautiful. Again, I'm very proud to have you in my studio. Anytime when you are in LA, when you have something to do or you want to call in from Chicago and send us some new tracks, we will be playing. Okay, moving on. Mieczysław Szcześniak, the star. Mieczysław, I want to play right away your song because, again, the voice that you are bringing on airplane to America, you are here every year because you are starring at Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles, and we have a director of this festival next to you again. Then, Vladek, you love Mieczysław Szcześniak, huh? Why do you love him so much?
Because he is special.
Why he's special?
Special as a person and special as a musician and voice with incredible soul. And when he came over first time, I didn't know who he was because I left Poland before he started. And Poland brought us together. Yeah. Because I am on the board of directors, and Christopher once called me, said, Vladek, Mieczysław Szcześniak is coming. I said, who?
That's cool.
And I came, and he was with Wendy, and they start talking that they will be recording, and then I said, do you need the choir? And this is how it started.
And tell us about your choir.
Our friendship. And the choir, it's a gospel choir, H.B. Barnum Live Choir, which I joined a few years ago.
Yes, singing.
And we had already encounter with the Poland and Polish singer with Maria Radowicz, which she was dreaming singing in the gospel choir. And because I was her manager, so it was easy access connection. And then was Mietek. And when he came to rehearsal and the first time I hear him singing, I said, is it? And not only me, but all the choir and our conductor, H.B. Barnum. We both fall in love with this voice and his personality. And this rest is history.
And yes.
Few records, and done and coming. So, Mietek, your turn.
Oh, okay. Mr. Mietek, you are here. How many times you are back in L.A.?
How many times? Yeah. I don't remember. And I don't remember this rehearsal, really, just because I was so ashamed.
You are not ashamed. You are probably shy. Like most of Polish people, we always underestimate our greatness. And I know that with Wendy working with you, and boy, she is a pretty known singer-songwriter, which will have maybe time, and Wendy will play something for us because her voice will put us on our knees also. I know I'm switching back and forth, but Wendy, I need to tell you that before I met you also, you were playing with family member of ours, and he died of eye cancer. Remember, you had shows in Agoura House.
I was playing with the great Artie Traum,
yes,
who passed. Yes, and I produced his last album. I was very fortunate.
And this is just a very close family of
piece
mine.
Piece of history. He grew up with Bob Dylan, and he was part of the early Boston, New York folk music scene. His brother, of course, has survived him, Happy Traum, but they were very, very famous in the 60s in that whole marvelous movement in California.
And I had the pleasure many years ago to come to a very nice house in Agoura Hills,
which
you had this show.
That
and
was our house
I came
concert.
With my then small child.
Yes, I
and
remember.
I cannot believe how life works that few years later I know you because of Polish star flying from Poland, and Mieczysław Szcześniak is working with you so close, and I seeing you and having your studio over and over and learning more about you. This was like how life can be weirder in the most beautiful ways, okay? Life is, people make the friendships, go everywhere and find a way to just mingle, because mingle is great, and especially when it comes to artistry. Okay, Mr. Mieczysław, you need to sing something for us. Everybody and Soul.
With a choir. With a live choir.
Oh, gosh, this doesn't happen too often, even in America. Okay, let's listen to this song.
Yeah, so long.
Bravo! Beautiful, beautiful, powerful, bluesy, great. Yeah. We love you, Mr. Mieczysław. Are you born in Poland or you are born in America?
When Mr. Barnum first heard Mietek sing, he introduced him to the choir, and he said, "This is... y'all, this is Mietek. He was born at 103rd in Vernon and got dropped off in Warsaw. He's come back home to us."
You came back home. That's
beautiful. Born in Europe, in Poland, in the middle of Poland. And it is the oldest city in Poland, 1,800 years old.
Old soul. You have so old soul. Wendy, you will be singing for us something live. What a pleasure to listen to you. Big, big pleasure. And everybody, please switch in 20 minutes. We are on a video channel live, but everybody later can download and listen over and over and watch us on video channel. Please, Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe at 7 till 8 Pacific time. Okay, Wendy, you need to tell us about Big Show, because all these great stars and all of us are here for a reason. We need to spread the news.
Okay, folks, here's the deal.
Yes.
The deal is that we were invited. Mietek has a big fan who is an old friend of mine. She is the executive director of the Levitt Pavilions, both MacArthur Park and Pasadena. And it's her job to book shows, 50 shows a year, for the city of Los Angeles, and that includes world music. Now, Renee happens to love the album that from which you just played. She loves this album, Signs, is the record that Mietek and I did together. And she called me last February and said, "You know, Polish music is world music too, isn't
it?" Of course,
it?
And
I said,
worldly.
I said, "Especially the way Mietek does it." And yes, she said, "I want you and Mietek to do a Levitt show." And I said, okay. And I went back to Mietek and I said, "So she's kind of thinking world music." And he had just finished a marvelous project, two marvelous projects, but a marvelous project with Paulinho Garcia, wonderful Brazilian artist, who is a colleague of Grażyna Augustyk. They are both award-winning jazz artists in Chicago. So now it's becoming very complicated. And Mietek and I cooked up this idea to go back to Renee and say, "Do you want a real world music show? Because here's what we could do." Wow. We're going to invite Grażyna and Paulinho, because Mietek works with both of them. And I'll play my American singer-songwriter thing, and I work with Mietek, and I've worked a little bit on the Paulinho-Mietek record, but at the end of it, we will invite Life Choir.
And what else?
And so here's the deal. 8 o'clock Friday night at the Levitt Pavilion in Pasadena, which is on Holly Street in what I think is called Memorial Park. We're going to take the stage. You're going to see all of us, plus H.B. Barnum, who is a legend, who is Aretha Franklin's choir director, who did all the great Lou Rawls records, has worked with the Jacksons. He's a very, very well-known arranger. And our choir. So we're going to go there with a great band and go for broke. All hell will break loose. Who
and if
knows?
Somebody missed this announcement, please go to Accent on Facebook and Accent on the Best of Poland, the video channel show, The Best of Poland in Europe. I posted all of that. We have a poster and with description, where, what, why, and who. Okay, Grażynka, I want to say something.
May I say, we want to thank Polish consulate who brought us here.
Yes.
Yes.
Gosh, so many wonderful people help, you know.
And thank Polam for being with us all the way.
Oh, Mr. Polam. We love you, Mr. Krzysztof.
Well, Polam has been fantastic.
Beautiful. And, of course, we'll be talking a little bit over and over about also Polish Film Festival. Hopefully next week on Monday, Władek Juszkiewicz will bring another important person.
Yes, we will talk about it, yeah.
And can you give us a date for the Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles.
Film Festival started on 13th of October with the opening in the Egyptian Theater, and then we're moving to two Lemley Theaters, one in North Hollywood, the NoHo 7, and one in West Los Angeles, Royal Theater.
And if people want to purchase tickets, how we can find you?
Go to www.polishfilmla.org.
That's easy. Or go to Facebook, all Accents on Facebooks, and I'm posting everything there too. Or just go to Władek Juszkiewicz to say, "I need a lot of tickets," or whatever they need.
Władek built this thing
himself 16 years right now, 16
from the
years.
Ground up, and it's a masterpiece. It's an incredible Polish cinema
with the support of Polem.
And again,
the first supporter was a Polem.
And oh gosh, everything comes back to our Krzysztof. Bravo! Thank you so much. Okay, Wendy, just play and sing.
I'm gonna sing the blues. Because I can't, there's no way I could do any kind of art music after hearing Grażyna sing. I was raised upright. I'm a hometown girl. Like my mama before me in my sweater and pearls. I always thought I knew just how my life would go. Till the day I saw the plates from New Mexico. It had bright red flames painted down the side, and a sign that read, God bless this ride. The bluest eyes I'd ever seen, looking out at me into my dreams. Well, there's a rearview mirror, but you can't look back in that New Mexico Cadillac. It had the white wall tires. It had the dual exhaust, quite a car. And it sounded like singing every time he talked. He told me everything, baby, that you'll ever need. We'll be sitting next to you in the driver's seat. Yeah, the highway runs from here to forever, smooth as silk and soft as leather. Nobody ever moved me like that. It was 0 to 60 in 8 seconds flat. Well, there's no reverse, ain't no going back in that New Mexico Cadillac. Well, I told the phone, it's not the big 350 or the shiny chrome. She said sometimes love can't be explained. You can't even find you in the outside lane. Well, I climbed in beside him, never did look back in that New Mexico Cadillac.
Say this is like Christmas in September when it comes to gorgeous music. We give people all genres, and happen they're coming also from outside in, I'm saying Europe, into America, and we have this amazing connection with Wendy and Mieczysław Szcześniak because they somehow found each other. And I don't know, the old soul, Mieczysław old soul, which we really think he was really born in America somehow. He lies that he's from Poland. And Wendy are working for a few years right now. And this is how
many years?
How many? This is
it's over 8 years. And I just want to say the day I heard Mietek, I had just arrived in Poland for a little songwriter's exchange program back in 2007 in the winter, of course, because I had always prayed to go to Europe, and my prayers were answered. Poland in the winter.
Yes.
And I met him, and we wound up in the studio that night, and it was like, "Do you speak English?" And I had my back to him, and he opened his mouth to sing. Oh, and as I sat there listening to him, I thought, okay, my life has just changed, because I'm going to do everything I can to work with this guy.
You know.
I want to just say, close your ears, dude. So one of the great artists and a survivor. Well, so is Grażyna. Everybody here today are, my people are survivors.
Yes.
These are veterans. These are trained. These are people who've been through a kind of hell. We've got people who left Poland for asylum.
Reasons.
We have people who were raised under communism, who were forced to learn Russian, who found a way to make music on their own terms. And I have such respect. I have not got a drop of Pole in me. I'm an American Jewish girl with Hungarian and Russian roots, third generation
Which means
composer.
A little bit probably mixture of Polish anyway.
I have come to love this community, and I've met the most incredible musicians and great spirits. And Mietek is truly a great artist, as is Grażyna. And we're so honored also to be able to work with HB, who is a survivor also.
Yes.
We're talking heavy. You know, so it's been a real honor.
That's beautiful.
And Mietek and I did his first English language record. He went through some hell singing English in Poland. His second English language record, which he just finished with Krzysztof Hergin, is a masterpiece. And it's signed to Sony Poland. So I feel like we were the canary in the mine shaft.
Congratulations. I think, in a way.
We paved the way.
Yeah, obvious. I need to say a little bit about myself, because I'm representing different style of music and fighting like crazy to survive also in America and trying to do the best that I can. And a lot of people say how you do what you do is amazing. Then I think we are fighters when it comes to our goal and dream, like every musician supposed to. We never supposed to give up until we allowed ourselves give up, but that's not in our vocabulary.
Yeah.
Then, in a funky way, I got some success story also when it comes to my song, Second Month, the most 100 played songs in the clubs for top 100 mix shows in America, One
That's
Nation
awesome.
Under a Groove. I am on a 32nd place right now and climbing and fighting with the biggest name in America from, again, let's start from Madonna, let's start from Weeknd, let's start from Ariana Grande, let's start, and they are above or under me. And Sam Smith is under me, two places under me. Is a funny, funny situation, because I'm independent artist, and probably 2 months from now I'll be dead. I will be goner from this list. But for right now, for whatever reason,
Mazel tov.
DJs like to play the song. Then I think, play something of Ilona Europa, because this is a dance song, and we like to dance. Polish people love to dance. American people love
Just
to
for New Year, you can dance.
Dance, okay.
Right.
And I like the title, Eternal Kiss, which that's what I would love to send to everybody who listens to our show and to all of my friends. Eternal Kiss.
Bye.
Eternal Kiss. Everybody, please switch LA Talk Radio video channel 7 till 8 Pacific time. Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe. And today, for sure, is the best of Poland and Europe and America in our studio with host Ilona Europa. And thank you so much for my wonderful, wonderful guest. And if I can remind the names of the people, we have very important banker. Very important gentleman who will be teaching us about how to handle our money and just learn more about maybe POLAM and Federal Credit Union. Means Christopher Hiller. Did I say it well?
Yes, you did.
God, yeah. Thank you. Okay, we have director of Polish Film Festival 16th year, Polish Film Festival Los Angeles, Mr. Władek Juszkiewicz.
Yes.
Yes, and then we have big star from Poland who just really was born in America, but he doesn't know about it. Okay, Mieczysław Szcześniak.
Hello, thank you so much.
Okay, and then we have Wendy. Wendy, I love you. Gosh, you brought the real Americana to our studio. Yeah. Weldman, Wendy Weldman, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you for working with Mieczysław. I don't know. Again, you probably are Polish, you still don't know. But
she changed her name to Ulbanowicz.
Ulbanowicz, yeah, Ulbanowski. Grażyna Gościk, I love you. You are my friend from the past. I thank you. We remember right now who we are from the many, many years
ago. Thank you so much, too. And I hope see you all on Friday.
Okay, yes. And again, if you can say where we are going, Pasadena.
Levitt Pavilion, Pasadena. It's a free show. Bring your blanket, bring your picnic. 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock sharp, Memorial Park, Levitt Pavilion in Pasadena. It's a wonderful venue. Come on out.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.